Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. When you review the chain of survival for cardiac emergency or stroke outside of the healthcare setting, you will notice some similarities. At the start is preparedness and recognition of the emergency, followed by activation of EMS, delivery of advanced life support, and transporting the patient to the most appropriate facility. The role of EMS and transportation to the most appropriate facility is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. As you prepare for your upcoming ACLS class, you've read or heard that stroke and STEMI patients should be transported by EMS to the most appropriate facility. In the stroke section, there's even an EMS-specific algorithm. If you don't work in EMS or in an area that frequently interacts with EMS, you might not be familiar with the capabilities of pre-hospital providers and why they make a difference in patient outcomes. Let's start with why it's important for people to call 911 for EMS when they recognize an emergency outside of the hospital setting. There are two basic reasons. First, depending on the area where you live, EMS may have advanced life support or ALS capabilities. ALS ambulances are staffed with paramedics who have training in all of the ACLS skills. Paramedics can perform a basic history and assessment, including vital signs, ECG, blood sugar, O2 saturation, and end-tidal CO2. Additionally, paramedics can provide ACLS care, such as obtaining IV or IO access, administration of frontline medications, insertion of an advanced airway, defibrillation, as well as condition-specific procedures such as pleural decompression or pericardiocentesis. The ability to make a detailed assessment and provide life-saving care within minutes of recognition is the first reason why EMS makes a difference. Secondly, EMS personnel are familiar with their local resources and know at which hospital a patient should be seen to receive the most appropriate care. There are two ACLS-specific examples for which you should be familiar: stroke and STEMI. Remember that the majority of strokes are of the ischemic type, and that stroke patients have better outcomes when they receive timely therapy, such as thrombolytic therapy like TPA within 3 hours of the onset of symptoms, or endovascular thrombectomy, or EVT, for large vessel occlusions within 24 hours of the onset of symptoms. Depending on where you live, EMS providers may help meet these goals by transporting suspected stroke patients to a stroke center with 24/7 CT and cath lab or interventional radiology capabilities. Recent data even indicates that it might be appropriate to pass up a close hospital to get a stroke patient to a comprehensive stroke center within 30 minutes. To decrease the time to CT, some agencies even bypass the ER on arrival and take their stroke patients directly to the CT suite. In areas with ALS, the patient may arrive at CT with an IV already started, the TPA checklist completed, and other causes of stroke-like symptoms such as hypoglycemia or hypoxia already evaluated and addressed. Patients experiencing a STEMI benefit from this training and knowledge of the area as well. Paramedics can obtain a 12-lead ECG and O2 saturation within minutes of the onset of symptoms and administer aspirin, nitro, oxygen, and morphine as appropriate to ACS patients. If a patient's ECG shows an ST elevation MI, transportation to a facility with 24/7 interventional cath lab would be the most appropriate to ensure the patient receives PCI within 60 minutes of first medical contact. Because it's their job, EMS crews are generally familiar with the hospital capabilities for their area. They know which are stroke or cardiac care centers, which have 24/7 CT or interventional cath lab services. Taking an extra 20 to 30 minutes to get a patient to a facility that can deliver specific care needed saves time in the long run, and time is brain or heart cells. If the concept of EMS destination protocols interests you, I've posted links on the pod resource page at passacls.com to some EMS on-air podcast episodes that go into specific destination protocol criteria and review study outcome data of stroke patients in the rural versus the urban area. I hope that you found this review of EMS capabilities and destination protocols helpful. If so, take a second to leave a 5-star review And be sure to follow or subscribe so you don't miss upcoming tips that will help you pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.